I sliced a little ham for breakfast this morning, to go with the eggs. I'll need to get some bacon at the market next time I go. She twisted to face him. I hope we have our own pigs soon. Ivan kept his face buried in the paper and nodded. She finished the eggs, then spooned some on a plate for Ivan, along with two slices of ham. Do you want some toast? Katie Ann put the plate in front of him.
No, this is enough.
He closed the newspaper as Katie Ann joined him at the table. They both bowed in prayer.
I'm planning to help Samuel and David with the yard today. There's lots of junk that the girls can get hurt on.
Ivan took a bite of eggs, but didn't look at her when he spoke. I'll see if there's anything I can help Lillian with. That house needs much more work than this one. They ate quietly, and Katie Ann was sure she could hear her heart cracking as loneliness settled in, despite her best intentions. She took a deep breath, refusing to be defeated. I think David has taken a fancy to the Detweiler girl. She wiped her mouth with her napkin, then kept her gaze on Ivan until his eyes met hers. Remember when we were that age? When we were young and in leave? Ivan smiled. Not a lot, but hope surged through her.
Yeah, I remember, he said.
Then his eyebrows narrowed, and he kept his eyes on his plate as he spoke.
Seems like such a long time ago.
Katie Ann's heart sank. There was no mistaking the sadness and regret in Ivan's voice. They were quiet again for a while. I was thinking that I would like to get a dog, she said after she finished her breakfast.
What kind of dog?
She shrugged. I don't know. We haven't had a dog in a long while. Not since Bear died. Katie Ann tapped her finger to her chin as she remembered their German shepherd who was hit by a car.
Get whatever you want.
Ivan stood up from the table, then pulled his hat from the rack.
Guess I'll go round up Samuel and David and see where they want to start.
Katie Ann nodded. She watched Ivan close the door behind him. Then she just sat and cried. David was worn out by the afternoon. He'd spent all day helping his father and Ivan haul junk to the barn, things that were lying around the yard that Anna and Elizabeth could get hurt on. He had two cuts on his finger from a piece of jagged tin as proof. After bandaging them, he would get ready for his trip with Emily, which he had mixed feelings about. First, there would be shopping, which seemed odd. He'd never done grocery shopping except to pick up a few things here and there for Lillian. Plus, he'd be...